Hello, my name is Jessica Dockstader, and I'm a research specialist at the CNA Institute for Public Research and the outreach coordinator for the BWC TGA program. We have found that agencies benefit greatly from direct regular support from a TGA team consisting of a training and technical assistance lead and analyst assigned to work with them throughout their BWC implementation process, a meeting with other sites, assistance with policy development, and other resources and ongoing TTA. We conducted brief one-on-one interviews with our BWC TTA leads to allow each site in the broader policing community a chance to learn about their expertise. Please enjoy this BWC TTA lead feature.
I'm Stephen Rickman. I got involved in law enforcement starting as a statistician. I was hired by the State Planning Agency in Washington, D.C. to really collect and analyze crime data. I did that for a number of years. I became president, actually, of the Justice Research Statistics Association. I left there and eventually became involved in the management and administration of justice resources. I was a public safety coordinator for the nation's capital and later became the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Director. I left there and went to the Department of Justice, where I served in a variety of programs involving building partnerships between police and community primarily. I became involved in body-worn cameras in 2009. I was part of a team that was awarded a contract to go and work with the Las Vegas Police Department to help build trust, review all of their policies and procedures relative to use of force and other considerations impacting community relationships. And out of that engagement came a recommendation from the community that they wanted their officers to wear body-worn cameras. We were able to garner support from the Las Vegas law enforcement leadership, eventually able to convince DOJ to fund a pilot program in Las Vegas where officers were provided with body-worn cameras. So that was my introduction to body-worn cameras. That's when I first realized how important that technology could be to helping to really advance relationships between police and community, create transparency, and also learn the value of body-worn cameras to police themselves, having that documentation, capturing what happened in any kind of critical incident, which more often than not, actually, they were able to demonstrate how they responded in appropriate ways. So that was my introduction to body-worn cameras. I became involved in this project, I guess, pretty much from the onset, and had an opportunity to continue to learn and grow right along with this technology.
Great, thank you. So what is the most interesting use of body-worn cameras that you've seen from a site?
Well, you know, over the years, I've had an opportunity to work with lots of sites, and I think one of my favorite sites in terms of pushing the envelope and coming in with innovations was Wichita. Their agency has numerous programs and initiatives where they're coming up with creative ways to apply the body-worn camera technology. I think one that's really important, they're involved in a 90-day trial program. They're participating along with other federal justice agencies in these crime task forces. And in this pilot, they are allowed to actually wear their body-worn cameras. Prior to this, local officers were sometimes sidelined from participating in these task forces because of federal restrictions on body-worn camera usage. This pilot seems to be going well. It does allow officers to operate the cameras using their under the auspices of their local policy. And so far, so good, because they've been able to work out any glitches. And hopefully, if this pilot continues to go well, then we can see more local officers allowed to wear their body-worn cameras as they participate in these federal crime task forces. In light of the growing call for transparency, I think this is a very, very important development.
Thank you. So what is the most rewarding thing about being a subject matter expert?
You know, I think for me personally, it's the field contact. I think the phone calls that I do to the local departments and having the opportunity to talk to officers in the field is the most rewarding aspect of this work for me. I mean, I spend a lot of time talking with other contractors and federal colleagues and reading materials and sharing our ideas. But I gain my most insights from talking to the doers, those in the field who are actually applying this technology. So I get a whole lot out of it. Personally, I get a whole lot out of that. And hopefully, I'm able to, every now and then, you know, share some things with them that I've learned from working with other departments and some things from my own experience. But, you know, I think it's so rewarding to talk to the doers. I think that's where most of my learning actually comes from.
Thank you for listening to this BWC TTA lead feature. To hear from the other TTA leads or learn more about the program, visit our website at bwcTTA.com.